to the Very Well Mind podcast. We've interviewed over 100 authors, experts, entrepreneurs, athletes, musicians, and others to help you learn strategies to care for your mental health. This episode is hosted by psychotherapist and best-selling author Amy Morin. Now let's get into the episode.
You're listening to The Friday Fix. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can help fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back. When something good happens, do you feel a sense of doom that something bad is about to happen? When you feel happy, do you feel a little bit selfish or unworthy? Are you afraid to celebrate good things because you know the good times won't last? If you answered yes to any of those questions, today's episode is for you. Today, we're talking about why we're sometimes afraid to let ourselves be happy and what you can do about it. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, why on earth would anyone be afraid to be happy? Isn't that what most people want, a happy life? But for many people, feelings of happiness are often replaced by other feelings pretty quickly, like anxiety or sadness. There's research behind this fear. I'll explain that in a minute. But studies aside, it's something I often see in my therapy office. Like, I worked with one woman who would always predict that something horrible were about to happen if something good just happened to her. Like, even one day she was walking into my therapy office and somebody held the door to the building open to her as she walked into the waiting room. And she immediately said, "Thanks, I'll enter first just in case the ceiling caves in." Like, that was her mentality. She would sort of laugh when she said things like that, but she really meant it. If somebody was kind to her, she expected something horrible were about to happen. And that's just one example, but that played out through all of her life in lots of different ways. Whenever something good happened, she felt like it were almost like a trap, that the good thing was really bad luck in disguise. Like, she worked at a retail store too, and when she got promoted to a different department, she assumed that that department was probably going to get robbed. Or she said things like, "There's probably somebody already working in this department who's stealing or something, and I'm going to somehow be blamed for it." She just didn't trust that good things could happen and that she could be happy about it. I've worked with other people who felt guilty about being happy. It was as if they believed that there was a limited amount of happiness to go around. If they felt happy, they might be taking it away from someone who is more deserving of happiness. Along those same lines, other people had a belief that you can either make the world a better place, or you can be happy, but you can't do both. So if you're happy, you probably aren't contributing much to other people or to the world. Some people also believe that suffering's really good for you and constant discomfort is needed in order to grow as a person. So if you're happy, you're not suffering and therefore happiness might be bad for you. There were also people who on the surface could say, "Yeah, I want to be happy," but deep down, they didn't really believe that. Sometimes they even sabotage themselves when something good happened. If they felt happy, even for a second, they started to feel tension as they were just like waiting for the other shoe to drop. And then sometimes they'd mess things up on purpose to make sure that something bad happened rather than wait for it to happen. Maybe you can relate to some of these things. Like, when something good happens or you actually feel happy, you get kind of nervous because you know it's not going to last forever. You might also feel like you shouldn't be happy sometimes. Like, if you are happy about something, then it means you aren't actually sad enough about something tough that you've been through. We see this a lot with grief, and I've been there too. When you feel guilty if you're having fun, or if you laugh for a few minutes, then you're reminded, well, I'm supposed to be grieving, so therefore I shouldn't be happy or I shouldn't be laughing. And happiness almost feels wrong in the moment. But not everybody experiences an aversion to happiness. Some people are able to enjoy the moment when they feel happy, and when positive things happen, they might even expect more good things to come their way. So why do some people struggle with happiness and other people are able to enjoy it or even savor it? Here's where the research comes in. A 2022 study published in a journal called Motivation and Emotion looked into this question. They found that there were 5 factors that were linked to the fear of happiness. Number 1, an unhappy childhood. Sometimes people who are treated poorly as kids associate being treated badly with love. Or someone who has a trauma history might just be uncomfortable experiencing an emotion like happiness. Number 2, perfectionism.
Perfectionists spend a lot of time avoiding failure rather than pursuing happiness. And that can actually make them afraid to let themselves be happy because then they're afraid that they aren't achieving something in the moment. Number three, loneliness. Interestingly, people who are really lonely are afraid that their happiness isn't going to last. And number four, belief in black magic or karma. Some people assume that there's a greater force out there that will punish you if you dare to allow yourself to feel happy. And number five, being from a collectivist culture. In places like India and the Philippines, people are encouraged to focus on the greater good of society rather than individual happiness. So they might see happiness as something that's not in line with their values. So what can you do if you identify as someone who feels uncomfortable experiencing or expressing happiness? There's nothing that says you have to make being happy a goal. You don't need to pursue happiness if you don't want to. But you might look at how it's impacting your life in a negative way. An aversion to any emotion impacts your choices in lots of different ways. Like if you are somebody who hates feeling anxiety, you'll probably turn down some really good opportunities in life because it's anxiety provoking. You might even decline a promotion because you think a new position would be just too anxiety provoking and you wouldn't be able to handle it. Or if you're terrified of sadness, you might not get into a relationship because you'll be afraid that the relationship's going to end and then you'll be sad. So you'd miss out on potentially some of life's best experiences if you're afraid to be sad. Avoiding happiness is likely to cause some problems for you too. If you're uncomfortable expressing happiness, other people might be confused by your response sometimes, like when you get a gift and you don't smile. But your ability to achieve your goals might be impacted too. Like happy people are more productive and happiness can keep you motivated to keep going when you're working on a goal. So if you struggle to allow yourself to be happy, ask yourself, what's this costing me? Identify some potential downsides, and then you can remind yourself it's okay to let yourself be happy sometimes. You can also pause and ask yourself, what would I say to my friend right now? If you had a friend who came to you and said, I shouldn't let myself get carried away. I feel happy for a minute, but I'm sure something bad's about to happen. You'd likely remind them that that's not necessarily true. You'd probably give them some kind and supportive words and encourage them to enjoy the moment. But whatever words it is that you'd use to encourage your friend to let themselves be happy, use those same words on yourself. And if you're really afraid of being happy, talk to someone about it. Whether you reach out to a professional therapist or you talk to a friend who might understand, talking to somebody else might help you gain a fresh perspective. Sometimes just hearing someone say something like, it's okay to be happy, or you deserve to let yourself feel happy right now, might help. And if you're listening to this right now, I want you to know that, yeah, you are deserving of happiness. There may be times when your brain tells you that you shouldn't be happy, but that doesn't mean it's true. You deserve to allow yourself to feel happy just like everyone else. Allowing yourself to experience a whole wide range of emotions, including happiness, will help you become the strongest and best version of yourself.
Thank you for listening to the Very Well Mind podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share the episode with your friends and family and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. To learn more about the Very Well Mind podcast, you can head to verywellmind.com/podcast.